It's a blessing to be in the house of God. Thank you for the privilege to stand before you this morning. If you would, turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 137. Psalms chapter 137. We covet your prayers this morning. We know if any preaching's done, it must come from above. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us myrrh, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundations thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art thou, who art to be destroyed, happy shalt he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Let us go back to the Lord in prayer one more time. Our kind and most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I bow an unworthy head to an almighty God today, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I beg your touch one more time, dear God. I realize I'm nothing of myself. I'm nothing on my own. But God, I'm able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens me this morning, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I have no desire to be a sounding brass nor a tingling cymbal this morning, dear God. But I pray, dear God, for the touch of the Holy One upon my words this morning, dear God. I pray you'd anoint my mouth, dear Lord, that I'd become as the oracles of God, dear God. I'd get myself out of the way and I'd preach what you'd have us to preach this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Look upon us as a needful creature this morning, dear God. And bless us one more time, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I read this verses out of chapter 137 in Psalms, and we talk about the time that we see about the time here with the children of Israel over in Jeremiah. They were fixing to go into Babylon. They were fixing to go into captivity. But this is a time here, the people, I was sitting down by the rivers of Babylon. They had been conquered, but they hadn't surrendered. They'd been defeated, but they hadn't quit. But it said they had got to a place there and they had hung their harps in the willow tree. And then the people began to come around and to mock them and say, sing for us a song in a strange land. Sing us one of your beautiful songs of myrrh. But my friend, we're living in a day and time that seemingly the devil is rattling his saber. The devil's seemingly winning on every front. Every time we turn on the TV, seemingly you see in the news something catastrophic, something bad going against the children of God, against the church of God. But my friend, I want to tell you something today. Just because we're in a troubled land, and just because there's trouble on every hand, it does not mean we can't stand still. I sing the song of praise in a strange land today. My friend, I tried to preach over the church Sunday morning about out of Jeremiah chapter 2. We said they had committed two evils. They had forsaken the fountain of living water, and that hew not them cisterns, broken cisterns, that would hold no water. And I want you to know something today. We're living in a time where they don't want old time preaching. They don't want old time worship anymore. My friend, we want a program. We want men that'll teach to us. Paul told Timothy in his day, isn't it amazing, 2,000 years ago when the church was first being established, God gave Paul the instructions to Timothy how they could be given to young preachers today. He said the time will come when they will not endure sound sound doctrine, but they'll heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. If there's ever been a time that folks are looking for a new book, they're looking for a new message, they're looking for something new in the Scripture, my friend, I don't have anything new. But my friend, I like to go back to the old church hymnals we got here and sing the songs of praise. We're living in a time where they've got noise confused with God. They've got music confused with the Spirit. My friend, I want you to know today, I've heard men, these young ladies got up and sung and touched my soul. Wasn't no swaying with the music. Wasn't no music playing. But they know who they're the singing about and know what they're the singing about. And my heart intertwined with their heart. My friend, the Bible says our spirit will make intercession one with another. My friend, they was captive, but they hadn't surrendered. My friend, we're living in a society where they're making old-time worship, and they're making the old-time way harder to find. I remember, as Brother Neesmith said, it used to not be uncommon. You didn't have to really look at the name on the front of the churches out in the country. You could pull up to just about any of them, and you'd hear a man get a 1611 out, and he'd begin to preach the Word. But my friend, we've got to a time now, my friend, you can't even trust when the sign's got badness on the front of it. You don't know what you're going into, nor what's going to be there when you get there. But my friend, I want you to know, just because the world is falling in, I don't have to go with them. You listen today. My friend, there was evil always on men's heart, but it was an excuse for Noah to turn around. He kept singing a song of praise. He kept nailing the nails. He kept cutting the wood. My friend, listen. God is still preserved a remnant in this day. Look around. There's more empty seats than there are followers. More folks had rather have a dead religion or a made-up spirit. But my friend, if you've ever had the real stuff, the fake stuff will never satisfy you. I told them Sunday morning, if you ever drink out of fresh springs, my friend, out of one of them springs, a lot of y'all, some of y'all may know, over there close to where I'm raised, there's a spring over there that flows out fresh water. And my friend, if you ever drink that, there'll be no way anybody will ever get you to drink out of a stop hole. But my friend, listen, we've got so far from God, we've left the Spirit so far behind, we've got folks looking for anything to satisfy their thirst. It don't take long in our land today to turn on the radio to a gospel station. And my friend, a lot of them folks ain't got no idea about who they're singing about, nor what they're singing about. My friend, how do you know? My friend, listen. There's some characteristics. A lot of y'all may not know me. Most of you don't know me. But my friend, listen. I've got 5 older sisters and a younger brother. And my friend, when we get together, there's some resemblance about us. My friend, I want you to know something today. When I get around the children of God, I can see some father's resemblance in them. He said, they required of us a song. And he said, if I don't remember this, may my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. My friend, if I ever sell out this old way, and I ever get rid of this Bible, and I go to looking for another one, I pray the Lord takes me out the day before I find it. I pray before I ever get up of myself. I pray God will have mercy on my soul and those around me. My friend, I don't want to lead anybody astray. My friend, if you'll preach what thus saith the Word of God, it is the power of salvation to them that believe. The Bible said it's foolishness to the way of them of the world. They'll tell you today, I know I probably ain't got this thing looking just right. And I mean, listen, my socks may not match my shirt. My shirt may not match my tie. But my friend, I got matched up with God one day. I'm just going to stay with it. My friend, I didn't come to see nor be saved. I was happy where I sat. But the Holy Ghost said, you better get ready. Your number's coming up. And my friend, I began to thumb through the Bible. And I found this scripture here. And I'm just satisfied. If we still need to hear it today, we can still rejoice. In a strange land. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I stuck out then. I used to be ashamed of my mama. And I've told folks this. And I'm ashamed of it now, but then as a kid, I was ashamed of her. She didn't dress like the rest of the mamas.
Come on.
And when the rest of the mamas would huddle up and talk about folks, she'd sit over there on the side of the car while I was practicing my hall or stuff like that. And she'd stand over there by herself. And I'd say, Mama, why don't you hang around there? She said, they're talking about stuff I ain't got no business about. I'd show up for ball practice, and I'd show up in long breeches and a pair of tennis shoes and a lot of them boys. And a lot of times I'd come out from working in the garden, working around the house. And I've had dirt on me. A lot of times they made fun of me. Hey, but I will tell you something now. I thank God for the raising I had. I can still sing the songs of praise in a strange land. My hope's not in my billfold. My hope's not in my status, but my hope's in my salvation. I used to be kind of strange. Now I'm really strange. How about my friend, listen. How about my friend, the land is strange to me. I can't understand what's going on in this world. I don't understand how a man can look at a man and have thoughts about a man. That's beyond my comprehension. I don't see how mama can look at her baby and see a trouble spot and see something that needs to be killed. I don't understand that. We're living in a strange land, but praise God, I can still sing praise. Because this ain't my landing spot. This is just my taking off spot. My friend, listen. This ain't where I'm ending up. This is where I began this thing. My friend, he'd see me through to the end. He said he would. He told me he'd sell me to the day of redemption. And my friend, oh, we do a little canning around my house. And every now, you'd listen to them things pop. You'd hear them ring seal. You'd say, well, there's another one. There's another one. I'm glad today the Lord saved me. There's something popped on the inside of me. But you know, as long as that stuff's sealed, you can't partake of it. You can see it. You can observe it. But for that theft to ever be enjoyed, you're going to have to break the seal. He said it would be sealed to the day of redemption. How about one of these days, the seal's coming out. I'm going to bust out of town. I'm going to meet the Lord in there. Hallelujah, I no longer need to be sealed. I'll be with the Savior. Lord, have mercy. Had no idea that was in there, but I'm sure I'm glad it's there. I want to tell you something today. We're in a strange land. We've got to the place where churches no longer want worship. My friend, they don't want somebody to come up and get excited and go to praise. I'm going to tell you what. Can I go back? Y'all just got to listen to this again. You heard it Sunday morning. There's some of them here, they just got to go over the camp. But I remember back in the 70s and 80s, Brother and East Man, they told us that worship like this and all this noise made people nervous. That's what they told us. And they said, you're running folks off with that racket and the screaming and all that worship, you're scaring folks off. And so the churches tried to die, and they got quiet, and folks started starving to death. And then what have they got going on today? They've come in with seven levels of hell in their music now. A beating and a banging and a bonging and a groan. And my friend, they'll get up and they'll dance around with an unknown God. My friend, listen, they were thirsty for something. The devil, what he's working today, most of the time ain't for today. Now me and you, we a lot of times we can't see past right here. When we get in trouble, all we can see is the trouble. When things is going good, all we can see is the good. But the devil's seen way down the road there. He said, if I can get that spring of living water out there, then I can come back with my stump water, and they ain't had nothing to drink in a while, and they'll eat that stuff up. And my friend, I want you to know something today. Most of these churches today, you'll have a better time getting the Bible down there than you will this modern music today. They eating that stuff up. They took church off the front of the building. I told them out there where I was pastoring. I said, y'all take Baptist off there. You can take missionary off of there. I said, but when you take church off, I'm going to leave it. Because the church is the only thing I can find established by God in the New Testament. I can't find a covenant fellowship. I can't find no worship centers. But I can find place for a church. Now I want you to know something today. I'm just going to stay with the old stuff. I don't need something new. I just need more of the old stuff. You know what I've noticed about all this new mess? About every 5 years, they turn that upside down and got another one. But this old bunch, I'm a follower in here. I've heard Brother Neesmith since I don't remember the first time I heard Brother Neesmith. Now, I'm 46 years old, but I don't remember the first time I heard him. I don't remember knowing Brother Neesmith. If that makes sense, I don't remember ever not knowing who Brother Charles, I've known you a lot of years. And they're still in the same way how that day began. And you know what I believe, Brother Neesmith? I know it worked for my daddy and I know it worked for my mama. This thing ain't just good for living. It's good for dying today. That's the reason I can sing a song of praise in a strange land. Because it's not only living, but it's about dying. It's appointing men all, appointing unto men to die. All men, it's appointing unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. I'm glad I can sing a song. I appreciate the opportunity this morning. Brother Neesmith, that's my part.
Thank God for this message.